Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. It is Christmas Day, and of course, I want to share with you my Monday night call, because it's something that I want to offer you as my Christmas gift to you. But I want you all to have a happy and healthy and merry Christmas. And but I do want you to listen to my call. I'm going to make you a spectacular offer when it's over. But let's go ahead and get into Sunday night, because I think that's what I want you to hear. Anyways, merry Christmas, and let's get right into Sunday night. Here we go.
What is up, everybody? Welcome, welcome. Glad to be here. Well, a couple minutes early, but it's Christmas time of giving. Bah humbug. So what's going on, everybody? I'm fairly, quiet day, although we did finish up the big rally. I stepped out for a little while, and we were down here, and all of a sudden, we went flying to the moon. But fairly light volume. I don't know. I don't put too much stock in this time of year. This is pretty quiet. The volume is probably, along more of the normal lines, which is quiet to begin with. So, we won't get, too excited or too, worked up about what happened. I mean, basically, we bounced off of where we probably should have bounced off of anyways, and we probably could go a little bit higher, and we'll get more of this. I'm just going to kind of BS here for a couple of minutes, because there's a lot more people coming. And if you get any questions while we're waiting, and then I'll just go over a couple of notes. I've got some nice, exciting things coming after the first year, which will be a chat room where I can get information out fast and live. I've got Bubba TV, Bubba's Bottom Line TV, which will be starting. It's actually already started, but if you're interested, you can get the link sent to you. It'll be posted on the website, but it'll be a sign up. It's free, but it'll be a sign up. It's for those who want it. I won't bombard you if you don't want it. But having some fun with that, because I get so angry when the TV guys are on, and I just get so worked up with some of the things that I hear that makes me crazy. There is a class tomorrow. Yes, you got an invitation. There is a hedge class tomorrow. Yes, there is. And the futures class starts January 6th. Okay. So we're all good there, and then we'll start another hedge class next year as well. Right now it's obviously holiday time. Not a lot of people working, not a lot of stuff going on. I sent you the invite on, I think probably Saturday. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly, but I would guess Saturday was the day. Nah, just remind me tomorrow. I'll send you out another one. No big deal. No big deal. We can do it. And how about them Packers? Green Bay John, Wisconsin John. And it looks so good. I look pretty pathetic, actually. I don't know. What happened to my man, Aaron Rodgers? We'll get everything squared away. We're going to have a great year next year, so I'm excited about that. A lot of good things happening, a lot of exciting things happening, and, of course, if we can get some market action, it'll be even better. All right, so let's go ahead and crank it up. All right, so anyways, welcome. I re-welcome you all. If you've missed the first couple of minutes of me babbling, it's great. But so here we are, and, markets were, I don't know. Again, I don't think it's anything I was expected. Once they didn't break down last night, okay, once they didn't collapse overnight, because I was concerned that we would see a collapse you know, and when I say collapse, I mean, you know, down 500, 600, 700 on Sunday night, because I would have thought that with all of the bad news going on in the world and all the festering going on, that people would get a little bit nervous. But obviously, the dip buyers are still willing to play. So they're not going to, you know, jump in, and we're not going to jump out. And, you know, again, that's something that you'll learn, is what you watch for. And as I always tell you guys, when you have these big moves, you look for a market, you look for the next day, or the, you know, over the weekend, and you look for the best is to, if you were way down on, you know, on a day, and you continue down, the next day you look for a spot to buy. If you're way up and you continue up, then you look for a spot to sell. Rules of thumb of the trading world. Okay, those are things that you look for going forward. I didn't give the new dates yet. They typically go in cycles. You know, I can only do one at a time or two max. So the next one will probably be, I'm gonna guess Tuesday, January 5th would be my guess. Okay, or it'll be Tuesday, January 12th will be the next rotation of the hedge clash. Now, I have to, you know, it takes a lot of work. It's pay a lot of attention to it, and so, but it is important. And of course, I'm sure you're understanding a little bit better why it's important and how it works. And of course, all those who have participated are extremely happy with that. So they've been able to sustain these ugly moves. But as we always start out, our words of wisdom from our friend Connie: manage your emotions, then manage your trade. And of course, you know, if you get emotional, it's hard to make money. Okay, if you get emotional, it's hard to put yourself in the best position. So if you keep yourself in check, and then you take care of your trade, because what will happen is exactly what happened on Friday. You know, people were wanting to get short, and I said, no, you're not getting short down here. There's no reason to get short down here. There's going to be a bounce, okay? And again, it's not that I'm a genius or I know for sure, but markets always have a bounce. There's always a better opportunity than trying to chase it down. Okay, you never want to chase the markets into the hole, and those are usually done by emotional decisions. So remember that. Keep your emotions in check, and then you won't have to worry about it. Okay? So, you know, as we look around, again, it's going to be very, very quiet. You know, as we progress to the week, remember, you know, people are going on vacation, kids are out of school. So there's nothing to get too excited about, which would mean that you would think the market would lean cash in the hedge twice. God bless you. Huh. Amen. There you go. Okay. And that, you know, again, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, people go on vacation, kids are out of school, you know, not a lot going on. And that's kind of why the Santa Claus rally or the is a self-fulfilling prophecy, because we know that typically dull markets tend to rotate a little bit higher. Okay, so, you know, it's just something that you need to understand and you need to look for, okay? And again, but the biggest thing is that you want to make sure that you are always in a position to think about what the next move is going to be.
And that is what's so important about our business, is being ready for the next move. And one of your next moves on this Christmas is to buy yourself a present and take the present that I'm going to give to you, which is, if you, this is, will not be published, you'll have to email me for this, but if you want to try my weekly call, okay, I will give you 1 month for $20. Okay, that's 4 calls, $20. If you want to stay, it'll be $99 a month. But I'll give you 4 calls for $20. You can come in. It's about 6 hours worth of training, 6 hours with me and the gang. But you'll have to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I will take care of you. In the meantime, you want to catch this show on libertytalk.fm, libertytalk.fm on demand. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, Merry Christmas. We're going to stop out of a break, and we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to this Christmas edition of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and Merry Christmas to everybody again, and glad you're spending some time with me. I am sharing the Monday night call, and I've made an offer to all of you to check it out, but let's get back to Monday night. Here we go.
Okay. Because, again, there's going to be bad beats. You know, if you've done any sort of gambling ever, there are bad beats. You many times you hold the best of it, and you come up with a bad beat. Okay, that we cannot help. But what we can do is manage our emotion to keep us out of that bad beat. So, all right. So, my bitch, I have made them, but my bitch for tonight, and this is really more directed into one individual's direction, but it applies to all of you. What's up, Paul? And that's, you know, if you were supposed to be hedged, and you were not hedged, why did you wait until the horse was out of the barn to go ahead and redo the one I set up for you? And that's, you know, again, you can't, this is not a game of sitting around waiting, okay? The stuff that I give you is pure and mathematical. And again, if you're not doing it, you're making a mistake, okay? And if you sit down and set it up, then why don't you put it on? I mean, again, the numbers are raw. There's no finesse in the static hedge. It is what it is. And if you put yourself in that position, you will find out that over time you'll be much happier without having to worry about it. Okay? So, you know, just do what you're supposed to do. That's what we do. That's our business. This is our business. Our business model is what? Is to make money. How do we make money? By doing the right thing over and over again, knowing that not every time is this going to work. Okay? But enough of my bitching. All right, so today the Dow was down, was up, I don't know, 120 or something like that, 123. But look at where we bounced off of. Now, again, I beg you to understand this part of it. Okay? Here is the dead nuts bottom. Okay. Now, again, I'm not saying you should have jumped in and got long there, although I didn't think it was an unreasonable play. But this is what you're looking for the market footprint to come to you and say, hey, this is a pretty good spot. And we said 17.2, okay? And I wrote to you guys saying that, you know, 17.2 was relative, and even though we closed at 17.1 and change, I would not be surprised to see the 17.2 level hold and bounce. And, of course, we did. Okay, actually, I'm showing the wrong chart. But the same thing, but wrong chart. Okay, here it is. Done the same thing. Now, again, how do we know that? We don't know for a fact. What we know is that that was a reasonable spot. And using either the consolidation part of the footprint or looking at where we broke out from, for all those reasons, it would have been a reasonable opportunity to at least, if you didn't want to get long, and I understand that, is not get short. Okay. No, not you tonight, my boy. Okay, so now we've got, I'd say 17.2 is probably still a good area if you want to get long. And you can look at 17.5 if you want. And again, I don't think that at this point in time we are looking to get too aggressive. I don't think that aggression here pays. Okay, that's the bottom line. Getting too aggressive in a market that's going to be quiet, you know this going in, okay? So why get too aggressive? But 17.2, 17.5, 17.8. Now, if we happen to sneak up to 18,000 or 17.8, I would sell it to them. Yes, I would give it to them. Because I do believe that the top is in, okay? If you look at the longer term, I mean, basically, even though it hasn't been easy, when I called for the top in here, we are actually in topping action. Okay, so you look at it that way and you go, okay, so, and that should make more sense to you, but it really just came back to the overall footprint of the market, okay, because I'm not going to predict doom and gloom. I don't know where it's going. I would think eventually next year we'll probably see 15,000. But again, I don't. My next level is what? Is going to be about 17, 16.8-ish or so, okay? And then below that's going to be about 16.5. I mean, I'm going to look at it one level at a time. That's the only way that I can do it and give you an honest, straightforward answer, because nobody knows where we're going to go longer term, okay? I know that it's a certainty that we're going to have a correction, Okay, that everybody knows. How deep it is going to be, how long, when's it going to come, that we don't know. So we continue to play the footprints. Now remember, even when the correction starts, there will be monster rallies. All right, the S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray. Okay, of course, I said that this 2020 area, watch it, and look where we are, right at 2021. Okay, now, what do we do from here? I mean, I'm not an anxious or an aggressive seller here. I think that it looks okay. I think I'd probably try to see if we can get some more rally here, some more legs out of this. Again, there's not a big opportunity here because the volatility is dying again. Okay, so why get too crazy when, you know, you have time? That's what we always have. We always have time. Nobody is putting a gun to our head saying, you got to make this trade today. So if the trade doesn't set up the way you think it should or the way you'd like it to, then you wait for the opportunity. Now, I would seriously wait to 2040, okay? Although I am a little short now. I mean, again, I always give you full disclosure where I stand. And I was short all day Friday, and I scalped today a little bit. But, you know, at the end, I left, I looked pretty good, and by the time I got back, I didn't look so good anymore. Okay, but that's fine. That's just what it is. I mean, I knew the exposure I was taking, and I wasn't concerned about it. And I'm still not concerned about it. In fact, again, if we get a big enough rally, I'll sell them again. Okay, and just to give you a better idea of what I'm talking about, is we had a little bit of a blow-off, okay? This is one of the patterns we'll teach in the futures class, okay? We had a little bit of a blow-off here at the end of the day, okay? Now, how do we know? Well, straight-up spike in a short time frame, okay? Volume compared to the volume around it spiked. That's usually an indication that that move is about over. Now, you don't try to pick where the actual top is. In this bigger chart, you look for, like this action here, after that, this would have been an indication of sell. Now, again, it's not like it's a monster winner, okay? And this appears like it may not be a winner because they're not all going to be winners either. But we do know one thing for sure, that if it takes out the high, we're out, okay? So we've got a very low risk, high probability, high reward trade on, okay? All right. So the S&P. We said it was 2020, and it was up big today. And then, of course, we go to the NASDAQ. Now, before I go to the NASDAQ, what is the common theme? What are we noticing here from last Monday to this Monday? Anybody got any guess? Any guesses before I move on? Okay. The guess is we haven't gone anywhere, okay? From last Monday, the Dow was 17.26. Today, the Dow is 17.25. The S&P was 2013, today it's 2020. Okay, so we haven't gone anywhere. We've done a whole lot of gyration, a whole lot of shaking going on and going nowhere. NASDAQ up 45 today. Now this 5,000 looks to be a problem, and I'm going to be a seller at 5,000. This I will be a little bit more aggressive on. I think we're starting to see, when you start to see these wider moves, that indicates that this is getting ready to possibly break down. Now again, it's no guarantees, but certainly I would be a seller at 5,000. Here easily. I think, you know, 5,000 was trouble going up, finally got through it, came back down, and now it's back through it again. I think we go down. Now, again, you got to watch 4,900 as a place you can get a bounce from, but we're a little higher than that. So at 5,000, I'd be a seller here.
And of course, I would be a seller. I think there's a lot of headwinds in the market. I think there's a lot of issues to be dealt with. I think you're seeing an enormous amount of stuff that just doesn't make logical sense. And of course, we continue to be told that there is no problem, you know, as they goose-step us to the showers and say, hey, come on, take a shower. I don't like what's going on. I think there's a problem. I think there's much bigger problems out there. But I also want to remind you that this is my Christmas gift to everybody is if you would like to try my call, $20, get you 4 weeks, one full month. You get to come in and hear an hour and a half, 90 minutes every Monday night. Okay. If you want to come in and try it, all you got to do is you have to email me. I'm not posting this. This is a private offering to my Bubba Show listeners. Make sure you catch the Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm on demand whenever you miss it, because we've always got some good stuff. And everybody, Merry Christmas. I'm so happy that you've chosen to spend some time with me. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out thebubbashow.org or bubbatrading.com. That will take you to the same place, but we've got some great articles, some great things going on. And what we're going to do now is step out for a break, and we'll be back with more of the Monday Night Call. Merry Christmas, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you right back.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're hanging out with our Monday Night Call on this Christmas Day. And again, Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm so happy that you're here, and I hope you have some great time with family and friends and have that ham, turkey, or whatever it is you're going to eat. And let's get back to Sunday night and have some more fun. Here we go. Back to Sunday night.
The Russell, Romeo, Uniform, Tango. Basically exactly where it was last Monday we spoke. Now again, look at the bottom, okay? Now again, you're going to say, well, it's not exact. Well, of course it's not exact, but it's close enough to say, hey, because here you had that same type of blow-up pattern. Now you had this over days. You can look at these in any way that you want. This is how you can become a part-time day trader. You know, I've always told everybody, you can't be a part-time day trader. But with what I'm going to teach you, it will allow you, because we're doing something just a little different, okay? But now here, I'm not a seller of this for sure. This is very weak. This is already in corrective territory. I think 1120 is probably a buy spot, and I think you look at 1150 as a spot to sell. Now at 1150, here I am a seller, 1150. Why? Well, because that's broke down, and that should be pretty solid resistance going back up to the top. Crude oil, right where we left it last week, nowhere. 35.86, basically unchanged today. Here, we're just consolidating. Now, this is always the tough call, okay? Are we consolidating down here as we did here just to continue to break, or is this going to be the bottom? Now, the way everybody's talking, oil is going to zero. Now, I'm a buyer of this at 35. I already own some, but I would think you definitely do not want to be a seller. You definitely don't want to be a seller in this until 40, because there's going to be a rip your face off rally out of this, because that's just how it works. You've got an overabundance of shorts in this market right now that everybody thinks that they're never going up again. You know, you got the 20 calls, this calls. We've seen this movie before. We know how to react to it. Now, I'm not telling you should step in and buy here, but please, whatever you do, you don't want to sell here. And remember, remember that you can't, when you get to a certain point, there's the risk reward model changes, okay? And you give up your opportunity, and then you give up the opportunity cost. So I'm looking, I'm saying 35, I'm a buyer, and I do want to be an owner. And the reason in crude is because if you go out in time, you can see that crude is about 12 or 15% higher a year from now. Okay, which is the formation that gives you the best indication. Okay, So 35, you can take a stab at 40 to the short side, but until then, I want to be long. Gold, Golf Charlie. Basically exactly where we were again last week. We continue to hover around. This is interesting action here. We came down, made a nice double bottom around 1050, bounced up. Now, again, I would expect that, you know, 1090 or so would hold. Somebody tweeted me today and, you know, was talking about the market's going down. I said, okay, fine. I mean, I said, I don't know. I wouldn't be getting short here. And then he said, well, what about buying some gold? I said, well, you can buy gold if you want to buy gold, but I'm not buying it as a hedge against the stock market. Okay. I would buy it because I wanted to own it, but it's certainly not a hedge against the market. Okay. Because it isn't. Trust me when I tell you, it has no, they have sometimes it works as a protection, but it does not protect you. There is not necessarily a correlation between this. So here we are. Now, 1090 is probably a pretty good spot to sell. Now, you know, I gave out the gamble trade last week on GLD. Okay. And they all work good. Okay. All three of them. But now I didn't really want to get short, but that was just the footprint was telling me that that was the best chance for us to make money on that particular trade. Okay. And if you want to trade this on a very short term basis, okay, then you would look at, you know, 1090 ish or so to sell. But if you're looking at it a longer, and again, there's no right or wrong answer here. If you're more active, you would look for a spot to sell up around 1090. If you were looking to own and looking to hold, then you would look for a little bit of a dip back down and look for a spot to get in. You're certainly right where we are now. There's nothing to do. Okay. So if you want to take a stay out there short side, which is fine, 1090 is fine. Okay. Now I would like to see it come back down to 1050 or 1060 and buy it, because I don't know that we're going to break down to the bottom, and we might. Again, there's no guarantee that we might not break to the bottom. Again, I can't say it with certainty, but I can say with certainty that, especially in the case of owning physical, I'm not worried about it because I'm not selling it. Okay. The bonds, Zulu, Bravo. Now we call these pretty damn good too. Okay. Now, again, we said in the bonds, the TLT, to buy the calls, right? And what did we get? Look at the move you got. Straight up. Now, here we are. What's going to happen from now? Well, you know, I don't know, but I would say that, you know, if we get up to 158 in the actual future, I'd be a seller. You might want to look at 157 and change. You know, again, there, now the news flow is out of the way, okay? And that was my concern, is to get the news out of the way, because I don't want you, when you're trading in these products, I don't need you to get fractured by the news, if that makes sense. Okay. I don't mind trading it. I don't mind taking either side of it, but I know one thing for sure. I don't want you getting involved in the middle of a news announcement, which is why we didn't give levels last week, because I want to get a better feel for what the street was going to expect. And then we could base our decision off of that. The dollar, Delta X-ray Yankee. Now the dollar came down and held as suspected. Okay. We were looking for 97. We got it. Now, interesting. Is this the new top at like 99 and change? Or can we get back to the buck? Now, it's interesting that, you know, we had a little bit of a rally, but not what you might have thought. But this ties in the correlation that the market expected all this way back here. In this big rally here, the market was telling you that the Fed was going to raise rates. I was just too stubborn to believe them, because I still think they did the wrong thing, but I'll talk about that in a little bit, okay? But at the end of the day, now, if you're aggressive, 99 is good. If you want to wait, you can try to wait for a buck, okay? Either is fine. Again, it's not one I'd like to get in today. Now, however, and this is something to always remember, commodities trade pretty much static all the time. In other words, they trade similar almost every day, okay? Whereas equities, there's more people playing in that market, so the volume differs much more. So, but I would wait. I mean, again, I'm not looking to get anything crazy here. I'd like to see more of how this market's really going to react, and I'd like to get through the next 2 weeks without any major catastrophes, okay, and getting trapped in a market that all of a sudden decides to move you know, 1 or 2% in your face, because we don't have anybody really in the way. And that's something that you've got to pay attention to. And of course, the euro, okay, we thought that 110 was a sale. Look at it. Like there was an invisible wall right up there. Okay, and here we are. Now, interesting enough, came right down and it didn't break hard. It broke, but it didn't get killed. Now, we had this trade as well, and we were right here as well. So I'm happy about that. You know, if you took the gamble trades, they all worked. We had the trifecta, as I say. Okay, everything worked as it should, and then we got the opposite move. Okay, now what does it mean economy-wise? Well, it's hard to say right now. I mean, right now we have the highest interest rates in the world, which gives us the strongest dollar. So it does indicate that this will probably sell off. Now, I would not just sell it here. I would wait. If we get back to 110 again, I would go ahead and give it to them again. I have no problem. I think this is going lower. I think it'll work its way down. So, you know, but wait for 110. Be patient enough to wait for it. And, of course, the VIX. Now, the VIX is the one thing that has changed substantially. And you would wonder why. Stop that. Why are you going crazier? What's going on here? You would wonder why the VIX would be down so significantly from last Monday, especially in light of the two big days. But of course, Tuesday and Wednesday last week destroyed the VIX. So here we are just popping back up.
And, you know, that's what we talk about a lot is the VIX and how the markets react to it. And you just have to remember how to adjust to the current market conditions when they come and when they show up, because that's really what trading is about, investing is about being able to adjust to the conditions that are on the plate that you're given. And don't kid yourself that you're better or smarter than the market, because we're not. Nobody is. You have to learn to deal and play with the levels that are given to you. On this Christmas edition of the Bubba Show, I want to remind you also to check out the Sporting Edge on the weekends, but I do want you to have this call once a week. My gift to you is I give you a 1 month trial for $20. Okay. And you can check it out and see the value, because I think, what you will find is a tremendous amount of value, because we're good at it. We bring out a lot of good levels. We bring out a lot of market understanding, and we explain what's going on in the markets all the time. And if you do that, you will find yourself in a much better position in your trading life, okay? Because that is what it's about, is to be in the best position. So $20, email me, bubba@thebubbashow.org or bubba@bubbatrading.com. This is The Bubba Show. Merry Christmas, everybody. We thank you for being here. Check out libertytalk.fm to get the show on demand whenever you need it, because we want you as part, and we want to hear your active voice in The Bubba Show. We're going to step out of here for a break. Merry Christmas from The Bubba Show. We'll be right back after the break and finish up for today. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Or in my case, bah humbug. Anyways, welcome aboard. I'm glad you got a chance to make it here today. And here, let's get back to the Sunday night call. My Christmas gift to you. Let's go back and get it. Here we go. Here's Sunday night.
Now, the only good news here is that we kind of held. So maybe we'll start getting a trend higher. I don't like these big gyrations, of course, unless I'm in. But no, I don't like these, because I want to see steadiness where we start building momentum before we get the blow off. You know, to have a blow off every other day is not an easy trait. Okay. So I'd rather have it trending into a blow off and be involved versus not trending. Okay. And that's things that, you know, those are things you got to look at. You got to understand the market psychology. Okay. You got to understand, you know, the things that go on. Okay, the emotion rules of the market. Okay, and here's, you know, this is just something that you can see. Okay, you go from optimism and excitement to thrill to euphoria and then panic depending on depression, and then, of course, back to optimism. Happens all the time. Nothing changes. Okay, the markets don't ever change. Okay, these same principles apply since the caveman era. Okay, so now the central banks and the mess that they have created, or the mess that they're leaving behind, however you want to look at it. Now, I didn't think they would raise rates because I didn't think they had the stones to step up and raise rates. They raised rates for all the wrong reasons. They raised rates because they were trying to save credibility, which they have none. They raised rates because they said they would, which is ridiculous. But this is the first time there's a tightening into a declining cycle or a lack of growth. So we'll see how it plays out. Again, it's only 0.25%, and the truth of the matter is that we need higher interest rates because that's the only way that the middle class will ever get back on track, okay, is if you get higher interest rates so that the banks will free up the money. It's the same vicious circle. Banks won't lend until they get a wide enough spread, and, of course, that's one of the problems with the Federal Reserve today, you know, and I'll get to that in a little bit. So you just have to be careful in here, okay? Now, one of the big stories of last week is redemptions. Does everybody know what redemptions are? Give me a yes or a no if you do, please. Redemptions. Okay. All right, cool. So it's split. Redemption is when you're in like a closed-end mutual fund, okay, or an open-end mutual fund, you can't just sell and say, I want my money. You have to put in an order to sell. You get filled at the print at the end of the day, good or bad, it doesn't matter. I mean, because something's going to be right, something's going to be wrong. Or you get an average fill price. But by the letter of the law, they have 30 days to send you your money. That's a redemption. Okay, it happens a lot with hedge funds and other funds. Well, a couple of the funds aren't making money, and they're not allowing redemptions. Okay, so that's a problem. And I was surprised the market didn't react more to that. But, again, the market has been able to shake off everything. But, you know, again, if you have money in those funds and they're not allowing redemptions, that was a big story in 07 and 08. People couldn't get their money out. And that's something that you need to think about, okay, is that is a potential problem. Again, I'm not creating. It could be. They're all different. Some are 30, some are 7. I mean, it depends on the deal that you signed up with, who you signed up with. They're not all the same. But, again, either way, it's an issue. Okay, raising rates in a weakening economy, opposite of what has been done in the past. Better raising rates just so they can raise, keep the – yeah, well, that's probably true. Funds getting their investors like corralling horses in the barn. Probably. Again, there's a lot of things that are wrong with this picture. Okay, now again, I don't ever want to sound like I'm telling you to get out, because I don't want you to get out. I'd rather you be hedged. But even if you weren't hedged, I'm not urging you to liquidate your portfolio, because we cannot pick the high. I don't know when the top's going to come in. But there are enough warning signs out there now, okay, they continue to pile on. But, you know, the Fed announcement, she made it awfully dovish as she was raising it, which indicates to me, and I've said this before, QE4 is coming. Okay? QE4 is coming. You can bet on it. Okay? Because it's a problem. And I asked the question, okay, is the Fed really that stupid, raising rates into a slowdown? Now, again, I'm all for raising rates. I wanted rates raised a long time ago. I was upset that Ben Bernanke balked, and I was upset they didn't raise a year ago, okay, because I'm tired of them day trading the stock market, okay? That's my bigger problem, is I'm tired of the Federal Reserve day trading the market. They have no business in the market. That is not in their mandate to worry about the stock market. Their mandate is monetary policy, but they are owned by banks. Okay, the Fed's ownership is by banks. They're supposed to be a private entity, but they're not, because we know that they get involved in the politics of it all. So at the end of it, you know, they didn't raise. So how could they raise into a slowing market? I don't understand it. But And then, of course, we have the pontificating pundits. Okay. Now, I say that the middle class is still in recession. Does anybody argue that fact that we are? Some say raising rates and just or to claim we're moving down into a recession. We know differently, but the rate should be increased for the right reasons, not for political reasons. That's true. Okay. So does anybody argue the fact that we're in a recession still, that we've never really come out of it? Okay. Okay, yeah, I got one yes. Okay. All right, I got one yes. Middle class being wiped out, that is true. Okay. Okay, so the person with the yes, tell me why, and I'm curious. I mean, again, I'm not saying that I'm right. I don't want you to think that I'm saying I'm right, but I do see a lot of these things. So go ahead and explain it to me, and I'm going to continue on. Okay. Yeah, we've got a lot of overvaluations. Okay. Now, do we not think that many of these companies are overvalued at these levels? You know, what we have to remember is, you know, I hate to use the word normalization because I don't know what normal is, but when interest rates rise, which they will, that changes these PE ratios because they're now all based on a zero interest rate policy. So it does change, which makes them a little pricey where they are. Okay. And of course, we've got the tax selling going on, which is, you know, fine, but of course, we know how to tax sell without affecting the market, which is a good thing, and without giving up our position. All right. So the reason the rate increase was good is because it will hopefully continue to be raised. Now, again, I don't care what happens to the stock market today. I'm not in it for just today. Okay. And if you're trading, you certainly don't care because you're not trading for long term. You're trading for the short term.
And remember that depending on what you're doing, whether you're trading or you're investing, that's the time of frame you're looking at. Don't forget your objectives and your goals when you're in this business. That is where many of us become lost over time, is we forget the reason that we're there. And when you forget the reason that you're there, you end up being in a bit of a mess. So that is why I always warn. This is why I want you guys to be hedged. This is why I want you guys to check out this Monday night call. I'm only doing it for you. I'm doing it to make you better so that you can make more money, because that is the reason that we invest. This is not a casino. It is not a place for action. It is an investment that you are making in yourself, whether it be in a short time frame or whether it be for long-term investing. But that, my friends, is what it's all about. That's why I want you to check this call out, which is why I'm making the Christmas gift available to you today. Okay? For 1 month, $20, 90 minutes, 4 times. You don't like it? You say, hey, I don't like it. I'm done. Goodbye. And if you like it, you sign up for $99 a month going forward. You can cancel anytime. Anyways, Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you so much for spending part of your Christmas day with me. If you missed the show, go to libertytalk.fm and check it out. We're always there for you. Just celebrated our milestone of over a couple hundred thousand downloads. So we're very happy with all that per month. And we look forward to seeing you again. Have a great weekend, everybody. Merry Christmas. This has been and still is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Everybody have a great Christmas. We'll see you.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.